Today's episode is the final of a three-part Tales Along El Camino Sierra, the story of Nellie Bly. Eastern Sierra legend Nellie Bly enjoyed a successful movie career after having moved from her Oklahoma home as a young woman. A self-described adventurer and free spirit, Nellie fell in love with the Eastern Sierra while filming a movie in 1933. She built a successful resort in Lundy Canyon, catering to hunters, fishermen, and outdoor adventurers. Nellie sold her resort in 1952 and began a life of leisure near the shore of Mono Lake, or at least so she thought. On a pack trip before she had left Lundy, Nellie came upon a miner's cabin that had tumbled down into a canyon from a perch high above her. The cabin had landed intact, but upside down, with many of the furnishings neatly arranged in the new, odd position. The experience had brought back memories to Nellie from her childhood, where she had loved the children's story of the two sisters who sailed to the land of Upside Down. Nellie loved the story and knew it by heart, and in time, another facet of her remarkable life took place when she was able to build a replica. Nellie brought in lumber and hauled in tables, chairs, and a stove, as well as other household goods. Nellie began construction of her upside-down house, replete with a thermometer on an outside wall that, of course, was upside down. Thousands of tourists found their way to Nellie's upside-down house. It was considered one of the major tourist attractions in all of Mono County. In retirement, Nellie continued to lead guided pack trips into the backcountry. At age 71, she led her last trip, a party of 10, to over 10,000 feet in elevation and walking 10 miles. She helped form the Mono County Chamber of Commerce, wrote a weekly column for the Bridgeport newspaper, and wrote several articles about her life in Lundy Canyon and the character she met along the way. Nellie spent her final years at a convalescent hospital in Lone Pine, passing away peacefully at age 91. Her upside-down house was eventually moved to the town of Levining, where it can be viewed next to the Mono Basin Historical Society Museum. Pioneering Eastern Sierra Nellie Bly, she always forged her own way and became a monument that will stand forever along the road of life found here along El Camino Sierra.